100 years ago, the events of war gave birth to an Australian spirit that, while hard to define, is simply the Australian way. It's about supporting your mate when times are tough, confronting adversity, and striving for a better outcome. It's a spirit demonstrated through the service of the Anzacs and enlisted AMP employees all those years ago. When war broke out in Europe in 1914, around 20,000 left Australia in the first dispatch of troops overseas. Among their ranks, hundreds of AMP employees and thousands of policyholders. The first on active service were headquartered in Egypt before setting out for the landing on Gallipoli on April 25, 1915. Those who chose to enlist received their full salaries on top of their military pay and were also assured of their jobs upon return. Those who remained in Australia organised fundraising events and working groups who would knit woolen goods for those at the front. A system of monthly letters and cards was established to keep news of home and raise the spirits of soldiers abroad. For the greater part of the conflict, death due to war service was covered under AMP policies for an extra premium of £5 per £100 of the sum insured. Whilst a heart-wrenching time for everyone, it was a demonstration of the value of life insurance. Before the end of the war, an honour board was commissioned by AMP head office, with gold letters recording the names of those employees who enlisted. In all, 39 employees died at the war. Many of these men were decorated for bravery. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them, lest we forget.